Well, look who's here. What a surprise. Santa Claus, so good to see you.
Thank
Boy,
you.
For somebody who's been traveling all over the world this week, you sure look well rested.
I like you.
Thank you. Kind of a tough, big night for you Tuesday. I mean, taking that sleigh out, landing it on a snowy roof, and doing that over and over again. Boy.
Well, practice makes perfect. Well. And I'm lucky to be working with terrific reindeer. Really, uh-huh. The best crew of reindeer I've ever had.
What?
Yeah.
You don't work with the same ones from year to year?
Well.
Huh? Comet and Cupid and Dancer and Donner and Blitzen? And
I don't remember Donner.
Isn't there one named Donner?
No, you're thinking of the Donner Party, I believe. Oh. That's a different thing.
Comet and Cupid?
Now, what about them?
Well, they still work for you, right?
Well, actually, we have a policy of not discussing personnel issues in public. It's part of our reindeer contract.
What, a contract?
Yes, the reindeer are primarily for promotional events and for actual delivery. We're relying more on standard distribution, postal service, so forth. Uh-huh. And in the remote areas, we have robotic reindeer who lower pneumatic tubes down into the chimneys and shoot the presents right into the living room. We have a number of crews out. They leapfrog. I come in for the big jobs,
I'm
of course.
Sorry, I asked. So you don't actually go down chimneys anymore?
Well, I go down a few, but chimneys have gotten pretty narrow with energy conservation. And also, it just doesn't make sense to have the CEO making house calls, you see. Even though I did lose a lot of weight this year.
Well, you know, I was going to mention that. I noticed you're pretty slim there.
Got down to 170.
Really?
I've been working out a little bit.
Well,
yeah.
So no longer a bowl full of jelly, I
That's
see.
Right. That's right. You don't need to be fat to be jolly. I learned that from Oprah, actually.
Oh, sure. Yeah, good. So it was a good Christmas?
Well, we missed a few. We ran out of some stuff that kids asked for. But we managed to bring presents to everybody, or just about everybody, and also to collect money for public radio.
What?
Yeah.
Really? You
mm-hmm.
did? You got people to contribute to public radio?
Well, they were sleeping at the time, but, you know, I felt that they would have wanted to contribute, actually.
What'd you do? You left them a note?
No, just collected some spare change off the dresser.
What?
So.
What?
Well, you know, lots of people have a bowl on the dresser,
you
full
took,
change.
You took
so.
Money from people?
Well, just small change, but that's all.
That's stealing.
Well,
change.
I think of it as managed giving,
well, that,
actually.
That's theft.
Well,
that's
a person
theft.
Has to think outside of the box. It's a whole new paradigm these days, you know.
Boy, I just had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, what else is going on at the North Pole?
Oh, we're not at the North Pole anymore.
What?
No, we're in Mexico, Malaysia, and the Philippines now. Yes, you see, we had to rationalize the operation. The labor costs in the Arctic have just gone through the roof. Health insurance for elves is unbelievable. And the heating costs, hey. Oh, and that polar ice cap, that's not going to be there forever, you know. So we've moved the corporate offices of Christmas to White Plains.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And we're thinking about moving the day to February so it doesn't get all tangled up with the football season.
Move Christmas to February?
Well, it's just one idea that's on the table, actually. So.
Well, when in February?
The 14th.
But that's Valentine's.
Well, it'd be a merger, see?
What?
We think there's some synergy there. You know, bring in Lincoln's birthday, maybe. Get the historical angle going. We're thinking big picture. It's all under discussion, so yes. I wouldn't...
Thanks for stopping by, I guess.
Well,
happy holidays
thank
to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As long as you're here, would you mind just...
What?
You know, just...
You want me to chuckle? Or
yeah,
something?
Yeah. Could you just chuckle a little bit for the kids out there? Maybe more of a belly laugh.
I don't have much belly anymore.
Well, I see
so.
That. Just try.